pretty much all of humanity, which means you and I, until we wake up to realize who we really are. We all have limited consciousness. Even those who later on become saints and sages, before their own realization, they offer limited consciousness. And anytime we're living our life in limited consciousness, we limit the presence and power of God in our lives, what it can do. Not because it's not there to help us or serve us, but because we don't realize that. Because when our consciousness are raised, we know that we are never alone. We are connected. Each of us, you and I, we are connected. And the only thing that connected us is that God, that presence of God. It does not matter what your background is. It does not matter whether you say you're a Christian, you're a Muslim, you're a Jew, whatever it is. Even an atheist, we're still connected to them. And so when we continue to limit ourselves, our consciousness, we can no longer say that will be done. Because that's what we talked about last week. Limited consciousness allows us to be cruel to each other, to be cruel to the animals. We can't even see that they have life too for those people who treat them, you know. Even the flowers, the shrubs, the trees. And the only way we can change that is through understanding, faith, and acceptance. We must understand who we are. We must understand our environment. How is it possible that when people leave their body and they're on the other side, they know a lot about the environment? How many of us can see those other spirits that exist, what humans we call non-physical? They're there. We walk on the street, we walk past them, we drive past them, they're there. They're not going anywhere because this is their environment too. But then those who can see beyond that, they will know when you go, even when you walk in the park, you will bless the spirit of that land that has allowed you to enjoy what is around you. You will not grumble when it's raining. You will bless the spirit of the rain, of the weather, because he's doing his own thing. Without that, none of us would be here. If the sun chooses not to rise, can you imagine what will happen to humanity? If the moon chooses not to reveal itself. We've heard about the tide of the ocean, the water, and all of that. Everything that is created is to serve God's purpose and will. And then we will realize we have been blessed to serve that same purpose and will. And we will not try. You know, it's like an artist who's making a pottery, who wants to make a pot. Takes, you know, for those who are not artists, you say, well, this is just a clay. But the artist, because their consciousness non-limited, they're able to fashion it into a part or an image and all of that. And then what a beautiful piece this is. It's like those who like to buy properties and flip them. They might see a rundown property. That's what everybody sees. But they see something more. And then when they pour their innovation, their creativity into it, everybody, we are blessed with creativity. When they pour that energy into it, then you say, wow. Because that's what the architects do. They render things that we can, the imagination is fired up. And all of us are blessed with that kind of imagination. So are we, creating something in our own lives that blesses us, that makes us say, wow? Because we're supposed to be in awe of who we are, our environment, and the one who made it possible. But our limited consciousness limits God. We cannot see beyond that. And we need to wake up. You don't really need to do much. You need to feel that presence and accept that presence. And it's easy. If there's anything you see that you like that is beautiful, understand that is God. Celebrate that beauty. Know where it comes from. That's acknowledging the presence. Whether it's in nature, whether it's your favorite outfit, whether it's the way somebody talks that makes you say, wow, this person has that presence, that voice. I mean, pretty much most humans, we love one kind of music or something. We hear it like, wow. That presence. Before they open their mouth to sing, we don't know that they can sing. And then when they say, whoa, you got an awesome voice. This is awesome. What is awesome? The presence, the one who gave that person, who made it possible. So it's so easy to live in that presence, to accept. And that way, we do not limit God. We're not trying to mold God into our own shape. Rather, we accept who we are and we surrender to God's will. And I'm going to read a story that will bring it, because tonight is not a night of long conversation. And see if you and I have not been guilty of this. A saint, hopefully one day we will all become saints, whether in this lifetime or another lifetime. A saint was strolling on the beach, seeing a child crying at the seashore. Saint went near that child and lovingly asked him, "Son, why are you crying?" It could be a young daughter, and said, "Daughter, why are you crying?" The child, showing the cup in his hand, boy said, "I want to fill the ocean in this cup in my hand, but it doesn't fit in my cup." You see the innocence of the child? And we've all been there. But the irony of it, even when we are mature, we are still at. "I want to fill the ocean in this cup in my hand, but it doesn't fit my cup." Hearing this, the saint was astonished and started crying too. Why? The child was startled. It's like when you say grown up that you don't expect to be crying. I'm sure if I start crying now, all of you will be startled. What's going on, Baba Moses? The child was startled seeing this and said, "Why are you crying?" "Why are you crying?" The saint replied, "Ocean doesn't fit in my cup also." Then the child asked, "But where is your cup?" Saint replied, "Child, you want to fill the ocean in small cup, and I want to fill the information of the whole world in my small mind, my limited consciousness. Today, after seeing you, I realized that an ocean can't be contained in a cup." Hearing this, the child threw away his cup into the ocean and said, "If ocean cannot fit into my cup, then my cup can fit into the ocean." Listening to this, the saint fell at the child's feet and said, "Child, what a great thing you have said." Then the saint looked towards the sky and said, "God, I can't absorb all the knowledge of your world, but I can get absorbed within you, get one with you." Do we get this? So let's stop trying to limit God. Let God's will prevail in our lives. Because there is no way we can understand that totality, but we can surrender, acceptance. Give ourselves, let's be like that child. "Well, you ocean, if you won't fit into my cup, okay, here's the cup." "So Lord, I know I've been trying to limit you, but whatever your purpose is, your plan is for me in my life, let it be so." And by that word alone, we are practicing the full presence of God. And then God's blessings will rain upon us, because God already mapped it out. We are just the one who is limiting that. So let us be like the child, and let us be like the saint who realized that, "Lord, I can absorb all the knowledge of you, but being anchored in you, then all is possible." May we be blessed that we will not limit God's presence in our life. Amen.
Amen.